Welcome, friends, to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you by Modern Campground. Today, as the sun sinks low and paints the sky with hues of twilight, we find ourselves deep in the heart of the Texas woodlands. Nestled between two ancient pines, their gnarled roots kissing the edges of a wickedly winding river, rests an absolute gem, the Obsidian Oaks Campground. In our midst is the effervescent owner of Obsidian Oaks, the one and only Zinnia Hartley. Her suntanned skin and calloused hands tell tales of a life lived outdoors, under the expansive Texas skies. But her eyes, sparkling with life and laughter, hint at the mischievous storyteller residing within her. Zinnia, with her warm, inviting spirit, is the embodiment of the quintessential camper. She has a knack for spotting beauty in the ordinary, a heart that beats for adventure, and an infectious enthusiasm that draws people from all walks of life to her unique haven. Zinnia's latest endeavor was a venture that promised to be as audacious and vivacious as herself, the campground vintage trailer show, exhibiting classic camping vehicles. Little did she know that this ambitious project would become a journey of triumphs and trials, of unexpected challenges and surprising success. It was a journey that would not only inspire Zinnia, but would also leave a trail of invaluable insights for other campground owners to follow. So, here we are, fire crackling and night song beginning, ready to delve into Zinnia's captivating narrative. As the stars twinkle above, let's traverse through the winding paths of Obsidian Oaks, past the ancient pines and the whispering river, to unravel the untold chronicles of the campground vintage trailer show.
When I first conceived the idea of the vintage trailer show, I was caught up in the nostalgia of it all. The notion of showcasing those classic camping vehicles, those symbols of simpler times, was endlessly charming. But soon, I found myself facing a mountain of a challenge. Finding and convincing vintage trailer owners to participate was proving more daunting than I'd imagined. Some were reluctant due to distance, others were concerned about the safety of their prized possessions. The most disheartening were those who loved the idea, but were simply too tangled in the web of their modern, fast-paced lives to spare time for my quaint little show. It seemed the allure of the vintage was fading, swallowed by the contemporary world's hustle and bustle. I considered several solutions. Could I perhaps offer to transport the trailers myself, or maybe provide insurance coverage for the duration of the event? I even contemplated canceling the show altogether, replacing it with another attraction. But then, it struck me. What if we didn't need the actual trailers? What if we could celebrate the spirit of vintage camping without them? The solution was simple and elegant, a photo exhibition. We could still showcase the beauty of these classic camping vehicles without the logistic nightmares. We would call upon enthusiasts to submit photographs of their vintage trailers, which we would then exhibit at Obsidian Oaks. This way, we could still pay tribute to the past while engaging with the present. Implementing the solution was a roller coaster ride. Firstly, I had to convince the community about the shift in plans. While some welcomed the idea, others were skeptical. However, my conviction won them over. The next challenge was gathering high-quality photographs of vintage trailers that would do justice to their rustic charm. I started a social media campaign, using the hashtag #VintageTrailersOfObsidianOaks, and was overwhelmed by the response. Our little campground became a hub of activity, buzzing with the incoming stream of submissions. But just when things were looking up, we hit another roadblock. The local printer who was supposed to print our photo exhibits backed out at the last moment. With time running short, I had to pull some strings and finally managed to find another printer willing to take up the task. The photo exhibition was a resounding success. It breathed new life into Obsidian Oaks, attracting people from near and far. More than just a showcase of classic camping vehicles, it had become a celebration of the camping spirit, of nostalgia, of simpler times. It wasn't just about the trailers. It was about the stories they held, the journeys they had been on, the memories they had created. It had turned into a community event, with folks sharing their camping experiences, their encounters with vintage trailers, their stories. The campground was abuzz with laughter, camaraderie, and shared nostalgia. The event also generated substantial revenue, which we invested back into the campground for further improvements. As an unintended bonus, the social media campaign had garnered significant attention, boosting our visibility and drawing in more campers. It was a learning curve, a journey of understanding that sometimes, the solution lies in shifting our perspective. It taught me to be flexible, to adapt, to think outside the confines of conventional solutions. As campground owners, we often face challenges that seem insurmountable. But if we can open our minds to unconventional ideas, if we can embrace change and adaptability, we can overcome those challenges and turn them into opportunities. The Vintage Trailer Photo Exhibition taught me that, and it's a lesson I will carry with me always.
As we draw the curtains on this remarkable episode, we realize that Zinnia's story is more than just a tale of overcoming obstacles. It is a testament to the transformative power of adaptability, the strength that comes from embracing change. The success of the Vintage Trailer Photo Exhibition at Obsidian Oaks was not the result of blind luck or sheer force of will. It was born out of an ability to perceive challenges as opportunities for growth, as catalysts for innovation. This was not just about exhibiting camping vehicles from a bygone era. It was about connecting people, bridging the gap between the past and the present, and reviving the charm of simpler times. Zinnia's journey teaches us a valuable lesson, one that resonates far beyond the lush landscapes of Obsidian Oaks and transcends the confines of campground management. It tells us that sometimes the most daunting challenges can be overcome by the simplest solutions if only we have the courage to look beyond the obvious. The tale of the Vintage Trailer Photo Exhibition at Obsidian Oaks is a testament to the resilience and resourcefulness of campground owners everywhere. It is a story of success, not despite the challenges, but because of them. It shows us that obstacles can indeed become stepping stones to success when met with creativity, perseverance, and a spirit of community. Thank you for joining us today on this mesmerizing journey through Obsidian Oaks. We hope that Zinnia's story has inspired you, sparked ideas, and perhaps even brought a nostalgic smile to your face. We'll be back with another riveting episode of MC Campground Chronicles, exploring more fascinating stories from unique campgrounds across the country. If you've enjoyed our show, we'd be thrilled if you could subscribe and share it with your fellow camping enthusiasts. Until then, keep the fires burning, gaze at those starlit skies, and remember, every challenge is an opportunity in disguise. Tune in next time to discover another untold story from the heart of America's campgrounds. Goodbye until then.